Carrie and Sarah Wood, who gets the honor of the brainchild of this whole thing?
You know what?
That's a tough one.
You know what? It was honestly, it was her idea to do it this time of year because the Cubs are in town, for all the players are in town. She's a thinker and a planner, so I got to give her all the credit on this for sure.
So this is year six, and you see it all coming together. Are you satisfied with the beauty of the whole thing?
I mean, well, they kind of went and won the World Series. They kind of made it amazing. So we have our World Series champs here tonight. So we're excited about that. And, I mean, the whole country's a Cub fan, so after the World Series. So it's pretty amazing.
What's it like for you just to see him when he's getting honored? He'll forever be beloved in this town.
Oh, I think to even be included on the buses and be a part of, you know, that whole week of games and having the Cubs want him around. I mean, it just shows that they don't see it as something that just happened this year. They see it as that, you know, hundreds of years or tens, decades of years that have gone by of other players that have tried to achieve the same thing. So it's pretty amazing. It's great.
Are you in better shape than your husband?
No! Maybe. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you look like you don't miss a workout.
No. No, I don't. But we have to keep up with three little ones, so it keeps us busy.
I think one of my favorite moments back in the day was 03, and when they showed the crowd and you're going crazy in Atlanta.
I was naked in that moment. That's a very personal moment. No, during the playoffs when they were showing me on.
I said that one of my favorite memories going back was in 03 beating the Braves and going in the crowd and you're seeing the love from your wife out there. It's amazing stuff.
It was amazing stuff. It was quite amazing.
Yeah. Every pitch when it's, you know, your family and your husband.
Never in a million years did I ever think I'd be on a split screen with my wife while I was playing.
You were. Nope. I can't believe that either. It was tacky.
What was it like tonight to be up there, seeing everybody on Earth, the fans? I mean, you're forever beloved here.
It's great. It's always great to come back and see the fans and hear the responses to the old players. But, man, the new players, Wade Davis and John Jay and these young guys coming up, for them to walk out this year and hear the reaction the crowd gave this team this year was pretty special.
They gonna miss Dexter?
I think you're always gonna miss a guy like Dexter, not just what he does on the field, but what he brings to the team, what he brings to the clubhouse. So they're lucky over there, and they got a good guy in Dexter. But you know, we get a full season with hopefully with healthy Schwarber. So we haven't seen that yet. So I'm excited to see him hopefully step in and fill that role.
Does it feel different for you guys walking around the world champions, the whole vibe? I mean, there's 8 gazillion Cubs came back for this convention.
Yeah, I think if I had actually been on the team that won it, I'd feel a lot better. But it definitely helps sell my event out, so I feel great.
You paved the way, man. Carrie, well, appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sarah, great to be with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
With one of the greatest Cubs pitchers of all time, Fergie Jenkins. Fergie, you look like you could at least get it up there 85, 88 right now.
No, not really. I tell people my wife walks faster than I can throw. But, you know, it's fun to be a part of the Cub regime. And I was here when Mr. Wrigley owned the team. It was quite a time here. The 10 years, and I room with Ernie Banks, and Billy is here, and all the guys, Sano, Beckard Kessinger. You know, it was just a fun situation for me. This is a great city to play for.
What did it mean watching them last year and down 3-1 in the World Series, come back and do it?
Well, you know, they'd never been in a slump, and they had a lot of winning situations. The one year, when they won 97 games, I thought that was going to be the year they're going to win. And then the Mets were a little better. And now, I think with experience, you play better. But when they were down 3-1, and I was here for those 3 games, I said, I don't think that's going to happen. They're not going to lose. They won Sunday. They started putting their hitting together, and they won the 2 games in Cleveland. And these young men can flat hit. So that's what it's all about.
They win it. You got to be thinking about Ernie or Ronnie, all that stuff.
All the guys. There were so many guys. You know, Selma was here in 69. You know, Willie Smith, Abernathy, Hickman. There were so many guys. Gene Oliver. And it's really unfortunate that they're not with us now, you know, and it's just something that you're happy that it happened for them, but there's so many guys. There's 11 players off that 69 team have gone. It's too bad.
Does it feel different walking in or now, sort of just knowing that they won it?
I'm happy for them. Today on the stage, yeah. I shook the guys' hands. Congratulations. You guys played great. You deserve it.
Yeah. And so when you're walking around and Cup fans are coming up to you, I mean, that love is there.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, the years I played, I wish it could have happened during our era. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen. But this 2016 team, they were all different. These young men can flat play.
Can they do it again?
I believe so. They haven't changed. They just lost Fowler. That's the only player they lost as an outfielder. But they got some replacement guys that can do a good job.
And last one, I think a lot of people probably ask you this question. Guys today, they don't throw the level of innings that you threw back then. Is that a training thing? I mean, how do you...
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, I think I went out there. I ran every day. So the lower half of my core was strong, and I was capable of pitching into the ninth inning. I did it a couple of times into the 10th and 11th inning. So I just think that the training system's totally different now. These guys lift a lot of weights. I never lifted weights when I played. So that's all changed.
Did you enjoy being a pitching coach here?
I did. A couple of years I was here, I enjoyed it. And you know, I just think that we had good individuals. Now they're going in the farm system, I think, which is a smart thing. Because these young men work their way to the big leagues. They earn it. And I think that's a good thing.
Fergie Jenkins, the Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Pleasure. You're welcome.
All right, with Dave Otto. Dave, the Cubs won the World Series.
Isn't that something?
It really is. Like, they were down 3-1 in the World Series, and they won the World Series.
Boy, I just, you know, I like to say they had it all the way, but I don't think you can say that, can you? I had a good feeling after Game 5. Yeah, you know, when Johnny Lester, you know, pitched his tail off and then Chapman came in, I had a good feeling after that game because, you know what, all the pressure I felt at that point, after winning at Wrigley, all the pressure, I think, moved to Cleveland at that point. And, boy, Game 7, it's just, that's epic stuff.
I mean, it really is. I think it's actually being underplayed that they were down, I'm going to say it again, 3-1 in the World Series,
yes.
The Chicago Cubs, yes. And they won 3 in a row.
Yes, and I think, and I thought about it at the time in 03 when the Cubs were down, or up 3-1, and Florida was able to come back. Just had that weird feeling that it could happen. And, boy, I give the Cubs a ton of credit, man. What great athletes, and they went out there and they just kept competing.
So what's it like for you coming to the convention, coming up on stage, people cheering for you, being a part of it in your way?
I just think it's so cool to see those players, you know, the past players, current players, to get together. And I just love what Joe Madden is, such a presence. And to have the players mingle, the former players, the current players, together like that, it's a thrill for the current players. And, boy, these current players, man, they can really play. They're something. It's a special group.
Well, see, that's why last year people were saying 11. That's what it took wins-wise to win the World Series. I started with 33 because I'm about the three-peat, and I think they can do it.
Well, you know, you get into the playoffs and you just never know, and I think that's what the Cubs have really strived for, is to build a team that is built for 162 games, and then when you get into the playoffs, boy, anything can happen. And, you know, the Cubs had some good breaks in the playoffs. They had some bad breaks in the playoffs, but their talent just overcame a lot of stuff.
All right, I got to rewind. I think it was an April day, Wrigley Field, you're on the hill, 23, Michael Jordan at the dish. I think he somehow bounced a two-hopper down the left field line.
Yes.
Were you trying to let him get a hit, or was it legit?
No, it was legit, and I actually lost $100 in the bullpen because we had a little wager going on who was going to give up the hit to Michael Jordan. If you did give up that, it cost you $100. So I lost $100 in Kangaroo Court.
But, I mean, it's kind of cool that you gave up a hit to Mike in some way.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I mean, looking back at it, I figured, you know, I guess it is pretty cool. I should have tipped my cap to him, but I did. It was a bad pitch.
Curveball, fastball, don't remember.
It was a fastball, but most of my fastballs went a long way.
All right, Dave Otto, always a class act. Last question for you. How many games will it take for the Cubs to win the World Series this year? Are they doing 6 and 7, a sweep?
Oh, gosh. How many in the regular season, how many games to get to the playoffs? Going to win about 95 games. And then I would say, boy, don't check my math here, but 15 games to get it done?
15 to get
good?
That works.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you.